My name is Nana Ajua. Happy International Women's Day, and this is my story. It happened when I was having my internship at a working place, and I'm a very free person, so I was so free with everybody at the workplace. I just play around, do my work, and I was very serious anyway, but I became so comfortable, and one guy tried to just caress me and smooch me all of a sudden when I was at work, and I was so surprised, so I just had to just gather the courage to be able to slap him, and I really slapped him. I slapped him really hard, left, right, and then I just had to kick him so that I'd be free and then leave. So during that day, I was so sad and I just left the work. I resigned there and then.
You are listening to World Have Your Say. We are live in Takoradi, Western Ghana. And we're here, that was Nanaju, and she is the first story that you're hearing on World Have Your Say on our new FM frequency, the BBC's 104.7. And where I am right now, I'm standing in front of a lot of Ghanaians, some who have travelled quite a distance to come here. They're sitting on bright blue and yellow seats that have been painted specially for the occasion this week. And up behind them, we've got a giant banner from Sky Power. They're our radio partners that are hosting us here for this special occasion, the 100th anniversary of Women's Day. And we are, of course, discussing sexual harassment, as Nanaju just pointed out and told us her story. We have a lot of people here that want to respond to Nanaju. Let's start with Benedicta.
This is unfortunate. Did he propose love to you before trying to hold you and caress you and so on? Nana Joa.
Yes, auntie.
When you were at work, did this guy ever propose love to you?
No. I was so free at work because I knew I had to be free so that I would be able to just talk to people, ask them what I want. And I was playing around. So it just happened all of a sudden. It took me by surprise, actually. I had no idea about it. I least expected it, anyway.
When you say you were playing around and you're very free, what do you mean by that? If you could go into a little more detail for us.
I'll just come around, say my good morning, say my hi's, and I'll just go back to my office.
Well, I think the questions that even those here are asking goes to show that when these things happen to you in our part of the world, you have to keep quiet. Because, you know, she goes to a new place. She wants to be able to learn, to be able to be friendly with everyone so that everyone will be helpful. And look at the ideas coming into people's minds. And that is the kind of society that we live in. If you are a lady, you have to be ready for these things.
Understand, though, from Takoradi. And what dress were you at that time?
To be fair.
How had you dressed? Were you in uniform?
I wasn't in any uniform, but anytime I go to work, we had a long trousers, which is not tight, and then a shirt. That's all you wear to work. No heels, no, because it was a factory anyway. That's how it is.
Hello, Leonardo.
Yes.
What has been the initial reactions of the man towards you?
I don't talk to him.
And I will just, this is Nuala here, I'm just hopping in, just to get everybody to say their name just before you come in. It's great that so many of you want to speak to Nanaju. Go ahead.
Hello.
Okay. I think your story is so sad. I want to ask you, has the man been punished?
No, I can't just go and report this situation. I'll lose my intention. I wouldn't
be able
to.
No, you have to go
it.
To the police so that he can be put in jail for, let's say, about 20 years.
Hell,
he serves as a deterrent to others.
In our society, you can't just do that, you know. Because it was a company, I was just having my internship, I'll leave, okay? I have to send an application to have my second internship.
Yeah, I'm Hazel. Oh, sorry. And I think she must have seen it coming. It wasn't the first time that thing happened. So if she wanted to stop it, she would have stopped it ever since it started happening.
Nanaju, do you want to respond?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay. I didn't see it come because I was very free with everybody. I was on talking terms with everybody. I just say my hi's. And at least I expected it because I didn't know him apart from work anywhere. We don't even talk. I don't even have his number. So how will I even see it coming?
My name is Kwame Malcolm Nanaju. I would like to know whether you played along, and why don't you want to actually give the person who did this to you away?
No, because he has a higher position, and I think it will really, really hurt his family. He's married anyway.
Hello, Nanaju.
My name is Irama Smith, and it is sad. What we are hearing from Nanaju is very sad. Just look at the comments coming on around here. Ladies of today, these are some of the things that we face. But you can't just come out and talk about it. Because at the end of the day, you might end up being prosecuted. You see, the person who did the wrong, they won't correct the person. But you, the victim, ends up being the whatever it is. You know. So I think we have to wake up. When you are a lady and you are in a third, this kind of society, when you need a favor from someone, the person can point blank tell you, unless you sleep with me. When you want to be friendly with people, they start getting ideas. And that is the kind of society we live in. So we have to open our eyes and see these things and stop asking these questions.
Hello, Nanajua.
Hello.
Yeah, my name is Joseph Kakumila.
Okay.
I want to know whether you did anything to show any affection, that as if you had any affection for the man before he did that thing.
To be frank, didn't do anything. I was just so friendly. That's all. I didn't do anything, show any affection, no. I just go to his office, say good morning, because I'm supposed to pass through his office to my office. And that was it.
Hello, Nanadra.
Hello.
My name is Samulakwa. I want to find out, you know, we want to take this incident that is happening to people should be minimized or should be eradicated. Mm-hmm. So we'd be very happy if you could point out the person so that the necessary measures will be taken against that, okay? So that your right will not be impeded, okay? Mm-hmm. So I think I would rather advise you to come out with the person who did that as a measure or as a means to end up this harassment, okay?
Mm-hmm. It will be an unpleasant situation for her to do so at this time, open forum like that, to have that man's name mentioned. No, I don't advise it. I don't advise it at all.
Hi, my name is Na. When some of these issues come up, we can't say the person's name on air or expose the person, because maybe the person will be holding a higher position and then he will be paying off those authorities who can take the issue very far. So I don't think the person's name should be mentioned. If only the person holding that position is in a higher rank, I think he will be paying money, giving bribes to authorities just to forget this issue.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to World Have Your Say. We're live in Takoradi, and we're talking about sexual harassment. Why does it still happen 100 years after so much progress for women in social, economic, and political, but apparently still going on sexually? We want to speak to Antika, who I believe is joining us from Delhi. Antika, do you recognize anything you're hearing?
Yes, I'm Ankita. And I want to say hello to everybody there. Hi.
So would you like to respond?
Well, yes. The situation in India is not very different, I would say. I've been a bubbly and cheerful girl myself and have experienced a similar kind of situation wherein we can really not, we're always in that dilemma, should we complain or should we not? Because we're after all an intern, and will it make sense? Will they believe us, or will it be us who will be defamed at the end of it? Lots of friends I have that have been victims to such harassments at many points of their lives and are still going through that. So the only option we land up with is either we quit the job and look for another one, or change our entire personality, become more serious. But really, we cannot work as a normal human being with the normal personality that we carry.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Hello? So, I mean, that is.
I think Stefan wants to respond to you, Ankita.
Yeah. Yes, you said so. You become more serious. I think you should be able to define your boundaries and have more defenses when you go on such job areas.
Yeah, I just wish men define their boundaries as well, so that it becomes easier for both of us.
My name is John. Hackman. I'm the regional director, Minister of Women and Children Affairs. It's very unfortunate that Nanajo doesn't want to name the perpetrator. This kind of things you fawn on. You wish that girls who undergo such harassment should be able to identify, let the police identify their perpetrator, because government has passed a law. We have Domestic Violence Act, which specifies one of the offenses as sexual harassment. Then we have laws on defilement and rape. So the laws are there to protect Nanajua. So you shouldn't hide that, or because it's in a high position, he can't name. This will go on if you exhibit that kind of attitude.
My name is Irama Smith, and you know, Ankita was saying you have to be more serious. At times you are in a dilemma because you need it. For instance, I'm a journalist, and every source is important to me. So you can't discriminate that this man is maybe being too overbearing or being this way, so you are just cutting him off. You may come out as being snobbish and all that. So you just have to manage it, which is not the best. At times you want to be serious, but you can't be serious.
My name is Kwaku Nyakun, and I would like to ask Nanajua, is she in the same office with the gentleman or the man?
So Nanajua, do you want to respond, and then we'll bring Ankita back in?
Okay. I left the place, so... because I couldn't take it.
And Nanajua, the question is, are you in the same office with the gentleman?
I left the place.
What?
She left the place.
As of now, you have left
the place. She has left the place because of it.
Okay, I want to put it to Nanajua that she might be doing some body language or wearing something that's in another way communicating to the man that there is some relationship between them. Do you agree with me that?
I don't.
Okay. Another gentleman there. Go ahead.
Now, my name is Mark Asin. I would like to tell my story as well. You know, as a young graduate who read French Spanish journalism, I went to a country, Senegal, for instance, some time ago. And then I was there, I gave a lecture, and a lot of people were so much enthused. They were so much happy about the lecture that I gave. So I went to my room, and a girl came to my place and said, "Oh, young man, I really love you. He started fondling me." I wasn't so happy. I said, "No, please go away from me because I don't like what you're doing." So that was harassment, because he liked the way I spoke, because I spoke French, I spoke French, Spanish, and then English very well. And then the lecture was so interesting. If a lady came to me to tell me this, and then I had to shut my door against her.
So another take. Oh, some clapping in the audience. So I want to bring in another part of the world. We're going to hop over to Brazil and bring in Sabrina. Sabrina, you've been hearing a little of the conversation. What would you like to add?
Hello, everyone from Ghana and everyone who's listening to the program. I'm sorry, I cannot hear the question.
And this is Roz in London, because Sabrina, the reason you're not hearing a reply is that the line to Takoradi has gone down, which is a shame. We'll get that fixed just as soon as we can, but I can talk to you in the meantime. Sabrina, what's your experience of harassment? Do you think it's still an issue in Brazil?
Well, I think it's still an issue here, but in Brazil, men and women pretty much have the same rights. It's guaranteed by law. But in some areas, like in the professional field or let's say in parties at night, mm-hmm. you can still see some differences. Today is the last day of Carnival. So in Rio, there are like millions and millions of people.
But Sabrina, let me just jump in because the line's not great, but you're mentioning Carnival. Let me ask you a question. Do you think that it's women who get harassed at Carnival, or do you think it's women who are in some way teasing men at Carnival? I don't know Carnival in Rio very well, but I know Port of Spain Carnival very well, and lots of trinnies tell me that it's women who have the real power at Carnival. Is that your view?
I think men can have a pretty much aggressive approach during Carnival. Maybe not aggressive, but I would say very direct approach, like trying to grab you. But you also need to know where you're going, which mm-hmm. kind of parties and places you're going, that it doesn't happen everywhere. And I wouldn't say anything happens without some sort of agreement from the women. I think
so that's interesting. You're almost suggesting that in some circumstances where there is some touching or some teasing, that the women are willing participants when it comes to carnival. Sabrina, I'm going to leave it there just because of the phone line. But if you're listening to us on FM in Trinidad, I wonder what your experience of carnival has been. I guess it's still very much going on. You won't have had the last lap yet in Port of Spain. But do you agree with those Trinis who tell me actually women have all the power at carnival? You can call us up. We'll call you back. It's country code 44 2070 83 72 72. Robin is a regular contributor to World Have Your Say from Kentucky. She's posted at worldhaveyoursay.com saying, when I was 17 working in an office, I did not wear revealing clothes and few people would describe me as good looking. The head salesman came up behind me and put his hand down my skirt. Another time I was throwing darts in a bar and this guy came up behind me, put his hand in the pocket of my jeans and grabbed my crotch. So for all of you with the excuse that women ask for it by the way they dress, there's a lot of sexual harassment out there for people minding their own business and dressing normal. Okay, well, here in the World Have Your Say studio in London, we're going to be going back to Takoradi in Ghana shortly, is Mahfouz from the production team. And Mahfouz, you've been looking at International Women's Day on Facebook and Twitter and so on in the last few hours. What have you got for us?
Yes, Roz, there's been a flurry of events actually across the world marking the 100th anniversary of the International Women's Day. And mirroring that, obviously, is a lot of conversation on the issues, particularly Facebook, Twitter, and other social networking sites. In fact, on Twitter, the hashtag International Women's Day has been trending on all geographic regions across the world, actually. And most of the blogs posted have highlighted the events that are taking place. Mostly activists have been taken to blogging to put across their voice or their organizations. For example, Ruki from Turkey is a housewife and retired nurse. And she says that we sacrifice everything for the well-being of our husband, children, and even our extended family. I think my body is deteriorating and my health is bad. And it's a direct reflection of what I have done all through my life by serving others. Just going on to Twitter, actually, there's been a lot of activity there as well. And as I was saying, there was one person, this Kinna, is tweeting, I didn't know it's International Women's Day, just found out because it's trending. And finally, there's another woman, Muriel, who's saying, or tweeting, actually, all you need to do is read comments in sections on some articles and you'd realize that what we are fighting for. Just to let you know, listeners, I mean, you can always come comment and send our comments to facebook.com/worldhaveyoursay.
Thank you, Mahfouz. So let's take a temperature in the room. How do you define sexual harassment? Do you think it's catcalls, shouting at, or sexual jokes within work? Who'd like to answer? All together now. Is that sexual harassment? That is. And then if somebody touches or gropes a person? And anything more?
Exposure. If you expose your body to somebody, you are harassing that person, particularly from women.
So if you're just tuning in, you're listening to World Have Your Say in Takoradi, Western Ghana. It's on the 100th anniversary of Women's Day. And we are asking, why are women still sexually harassed, even after so much progress in so many other areas? It happens all around the world. So many of you have got in touch. We posted it on Facebook. Lisa Brown got in touch. She says, this seemed to happen to me occasionally when I lived in Japan. Once while I was bicycling down the street to the convenience store, a man on a mini bike pulled up beside me and grabbed my breast. He was gone before I had a chance to react. My personal theory is this behavior allows men to feel some sort of power. Would you like to respond?
Well, I'll say yes. Sexual harassment, as we know, is unwanted and unwelcome attention from either partner, either from a man or from a woman. So it's not just catcalls and things. It's a whole act, you know. Even when the person is, you're in a relationship with someone, and at one point you say, no, he is supposed to stop or she is supposed to stop. When you look at defilement, the definition of defilement and rape in our constitution or in our criminal code, it is lack of consent. When you don't give your consent, then we turn it into rape, and when there's a penetration and so on and so forth. So sexual harassment has dovetails into really rape, I should say. And so it's unwanted and unwelcome attention.
So I just mentioned Japan. We're going to speak to Marika. Marika, what would you like to add to the conversation?
Oh, yeah. Hi, this is Marika from Japan, Tokyo. Yeah, there used to be a very similar sexual harassment was common in the past. But also now, now situation is getting better, I suppose. And such power harassment is less common now. But there are still some power controlling power matters. I mean, so I think the essence of sexual harassment are control powers, which are based on people's economic values, I think. So that means wealthier men control poorer women. I think that is the point of this program. So women who already established themselves in such men-dominated society, they want to keep their position in such men-dominated society. So that gives incentives them to protect men-dominated society. So that makes things matters worse.
As it was, Marika, what changed?
Because there are more women come to society and more women who are now working, so society is gradually changing. But still some women discrimination matters exist, but such very evident sexual harassment are less common now.
We just want to get a quick response from Erasma. I can see she's in front of me. Joseph in Ghana got in touch. He says, he's picking up on that. He says it happens, sexual harassment, because women want to take the place of men in society. And I've just got 30 seconds for you.
My name is Erasma Smith. I don't think women want to take the place of men. You know, one of the things that keep on cropping up in our society here is the way the ladies dress. For goodness sake, before so-called civilization came here, we were wearing cloth, small, you know, something tiny around us. Was there rape? Was there sexual harassment?
Well, I don't know whether we can answer that, but we can definitely continue this conversation in just a couple of minutes after the news. Go to worldhaveyoursay.com, post your thoughts. We'll continue in a minute.
BBC. Women. We represent half the world's population, yet own a tiny fraction of its wealth. We bear all the world's children, yet have a limited say on the future of humanity. The gender divide is one of the great extremes still separating one nation from another. To mark International Women's Day, the BBC asks which are the best and worst places in the world to be a woman. Extreme World, a series of reports exploring the great divides in the world today, continues on the 8th of March from the BBC.
Every week we tackle the issues and examine the big stories affecting the planet's most popular game. Sign up for the World Football Podcast at bbcworldservice.com and you won't miss a kick.
This is the BBC's World Have Your Say. I'm Nuala McGovern in Takoradi, Western Ghana. And we've just gone live with our new BBC FM frequency 104.7. It's the 100th anniversary of International Women's Day. And I'm here with a couple of hundred men and women, and they're sharing their stories on why they think after a century of progress, women are still being sexually harassed. Get in touch right now.
BBC News. Forces loyal to the Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi have intensified their assault on rebel-held towns using tanks, artillery and air power. About 50 government tanks are reported to have attacked Zawiya near the capital Tripoli. One witness said bullets were flying in all directions and that the town had been, in his words, wiped from the earth. The United Nations Refugee Agency says hundreds of thousands of people in Ivory Coast have been displaced by the fighting between supporters of the two men claiming to be president. The UNHCR says that over the last 3 months, up to 300,000 have left their homes in Abidjan, with a further 70,000 affected in the west of the country. The biggest insider trading trial in more than a decade has started in New York. Raj Rajaratnam, the Sri Lankan billionaire founder of the hedge fund company Galleon, is accused of making more than $45 million in illegal profits from inside information on stock market trades. Mr. Rajaratnam denies the charges. Direct talks to try to end one of Europe's most intractable disputes are taking place between representatives of the Serbian and Kosovan governments. The negotiations are the first since Kosovo unilaterally broke away from Serbia 3 years ago. The Colombian Defense Ministry says government troops have freed all but one of 23 oil workers who'd been abducted by suspected rebels in a remote eastern jungle region on Monday. The Defense Minister, Rodrigo Rivera, told a news conference that soldiers moved in using information from an escaped hostage, forcing the rebels to give up their hostages. Some of Brazil's biggest former football stars are in Chechnya for a match against a team led by the controversial Chechen president, Ramzan Kadyrov. Former World Cup winners, including Dunga, Cafu, Romario and Bebeto, flew in for the match in Grozny, the capital of the war-torn Russian Republic. BBC News.
We're live in Takoradi, Western Ghana. We're here in Sky House, which our great partners at Sky Power are kindly hosting us. We're in this amphitheatre with lots of people that have come out to join the show this evening. Lots of them know the show already, but we're very excited that we're on a frequency right here, 104.7 FM. It's a new BBC frequency. Up behind us, I see some of Ghana's favourite sons, some of the football favourites behind them on posters, and lots of their pop stars too. And we want to get back to our discussion. We're talking about sexual harassment and why does it happen 100 years after so much progress being made for women. We are indeed celebrating 100 years of International Women's Day. So let's get back to our people and talk to them. Lots of people getting in touch. Do you want to hear a little of what they've said? Kathy in the US posted. She says, unwanted flirtation equals harassment. Men need to learn this. Catcalls are harassment. Unwanted touching is assault. Do you agree? Okay, let's hear from Amanur in Ghana. He posts, the modern fashion trend, which exposes parts of women's bodies, have made sexual harassment laws less meaningful since repeated compliments, sexual jokes and others are seen as normal and welcome by women. It's only when rape or a touch is initiated that it's seen as harassment. Do you agree?
Yes.
All right, well, okay, they're on the same page. I have somebody over here to the left of me. It's Joseph, who's driven 8 hours to come and join us. Joseph, tell us how to get in touch.
Yeah, if you're in Ghana, guess what? You can also text us on the number 0247012019. Let me mention that again, 0247012019. Get in touch.
There you have it. Now, I see a gentleman up at the back. Would you like to respond to Sani? He says, as a man, I take my time to study women before flirting with them because a woman, friendliness towards you should never be mistaken for love. How do you walk the line between normal flirtation and afraid of sexual pestering?
Well, I think that some of these happen, not necessarily that the woman might have exposed herself, but sometimes may due to sometimes societal problem. Look, there has been a case whereby children as early age as 1 year or 6 months have been raped. Not necessarily that they were certain dresses that attracted the man, but it was a societal problem. Sometimes due to initially we didn't have strict laws that governed some of these things, so people did and were not really punished, and it's more or less becoming a serious problem, especially in this third world country of ours.
Go ahead.
My contribution is, ladies, or most guys here will agree with me that ladies in our part of the world are most of the times not straight. Sometimes they will say no when it means yes. And sometimes, so you don't know what to do. You have to...
Well, you bring up a really good point. I'm sorry I didn't get your name at the beginning. What's your name?
I'm Kobe.
Hey, Kobe. So what about this point, that sometimes you have to try more than once? In just general, you want to go out with a girl, you think she's nice?
No, even if the person is your girlfriend, you're going out with the person. you get there and instead of her to be straight, no to be no, or yes to be yes, sometimes they will say no when it means yes.
She's playing hard to get.
Yes.
Okay. What about hard to get? Benedicta, go ahead.
This is the mistake many men make. A woman's no should be no. Why is it that when men say no, they take it, and when women say no, people don't want to take it? It is high time men took women's no to be no. So when we are saying no, we mean no.
Okay, let me get another lady.
I totally disagree with Benedicta, because actually your actions speak louder than what you talk with your mouth. So many of ladies usually want to say it with their mouth and create an impression that they don't want it, but their actions suggest that they really want it. If you go to a lot of our tertiary institutions, you get a lot of these lady students, female students, trying to open their thighs up to get very good degrees and all that. These are some of the issues that we are talking about, and I think that
my name is. And I think I'll side with the brother on that one, because oftentimes when a woman says no and you take it just to be no, they see you as a coward and somebody who doesn't persevere. So within that context, I would rather think that a woman's no really is not no until you persevere. And if it's really no, you can find it out.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to World Have You Say. We are live in Tagaradi, Western Ghana. It's actually got dark as the sun has gone down, but it's still quite hot in here. We're under a couple of fluorescent lights. We have lots of people with their hands up, so we're going to try and get them in on the conversation. But we're going to pop over to Zambia first and to Kambala, who is a lady joining us. Welcome to the program. And what would you like to say? I'm afraid Kamfwa's line is too bad. We are not able to hear it. Don't worry. We're going to try and reconnect a lot of people here. Let's go to that gentleman with Ben. Your name?
I'm Anthony. We have been going back and forth about this issue. But I think the real issue is the woman. I take Amma's issue for one. She said when she got to the workplace, she was just playing around. But the guy might also be reacting, because they say every inaction attracts a reaction.
So where do you place the blame?
So I play the blame on her, because if you come in and you play with everybody, maybe that is my way of also reacting to your play.
Do you feel the same way about men? Do you think men should not be allowed to play around either?
And they play around just anyhow. The women will also respond the same way, because if you come as a visitor, because I want to welcome you, you play around. If I don't react in your manner, you see, I'm not welcoming. So I have to react to please you.
I know you want to respond down here.
My name is Pekunyakun, and there is this trend I have found about our ladies. When they are friends with you and they enjoy all the booties that you have, when you also try to, excuse me to say, the payback, you want the payback, and they begin to tell the whole world that you are raping or you want to rape them. So the ladies themselves, they should be careful the way they friend.
I am Irama. I'm responding to what he just said. If the lady is smart enough to spend your money, and you allow the lady to spend your money, and then you want to rape the lady as payback, then you should be ready to face the sanctions. Because spending, you give the money willingly. So let the lady also give in to sex willingly. That's the point. And to the other gentleman who said, Nanajwa was playing around, so maybe the response and all that. For goodness sake, what is he talking about?
Maybe you're surprised by what you're hearing. Maybe you agree with it all. Whichever way, get in touch. You can give us a call. Code +44 20 70 83 72 72, or indeed, just one second, and I'll be right back to you. Or indeed, give us a text. Country code +44 77 86 20 60 80. A quick response, then we're hopping over to Spain. Go ahead.
Yes, Miss Smith. If you come to my office, you are a first comer, I need to let you feel welcoming. And you come and you are playing around. Take the lady by her words. It's her own words. No one chose the words for her.
Well, let's get specific for a second. What is playing around? If I come
playing
in...
Playing around could be, you just come, you hug me, you did
whatever. So if you hug, are you being too flirtatious? Are you being provocative?
If you come as a first timer, you have to let everybody know the level you want to play your game. When you come, it's at a workplace, and you say you were playing around. It's work meant for playing.
So
you go to work and you play around.
Okay, this gentleman that's with Sarah, how would you define playing around?
Playing around differs from one point to the other. Ghana is made up of a number of tribes. When you find yourself in the place where education standards are high, you could hug a lady, you could even peck a lady on the cheek, and it will not mean anything. But in other areas, when you do that, you are inviting unnecessary attention and sexual harassment onto yourself when you do that. So playing around differs from where you find yourself, even within the Ghanaian community.
Imran got in touch on Facebook. He said, sometimes the blame lies squarely on women. I do respect them, but look at this scenario. Some have taken the idea of being a woman and are comfortable using it to their advantage. Gentleman at the front here.
Yeah, I'm Kobe. The one more point is that women think when they go in with you and you start approaching them and they give in, they sort of think they are cheap, in quote. But in order not to be cheap, so they say, they have to say no. Meanwhile, the no means yes. So you have to persevere.
My name is Mark Asin. What everybody will have to know and understand is that sexual harassment is not a good thing. So in all aspects of life, so long at the workplace, along the street, or wherever you are, you don't have to harass a woman. Because the law doesn't allow that. And it doesn't even make you a
decent man. But it does happen.
It does happen. And I'm saying that men should be able to control their desires.
Let's talk to a lady in Spain. Linda, welcome to the program. What would you like to pick up on what you've heard so far with the conversation?
Yes. Hello to everyone in Ghana and everyone around the world who's listening. I just want you to know that we're celebrating the 100th anniversary of Women's International Day with women and men around the world, and we gathered on a bridge today in Barcelona, Spain, in support of women who are victims of war in particular. And I know that the discussion today is about sexual harassment, but there's a lot of violence perpetrated against women around the world that is unwanted violence, and women suffer greatly. And we gathered in support of the women who are suffering from as victims of war.
Thanks, Linda, for your call. Osman got in touch. He's from Ghana. He says, as a man, I try not to get caught, but most women mistake flirtation for sexual harassment. Some women just stereotype men. Do you think men get stereotyped?
Yeah, I want to speak on the no. Now, I have a personal experience. Now, when the women say no, they expect you to, you know, come. They are in one way or the other putting you to test. They want you to come several times, second time, third time, the fourth time before they get to know
that, persevere?
I'm serious.
Do you persevere?
He said,
do you persevere?
No.
Do you keep trying?
No. I went for the first time. She said no.
And then you left.
And I left. Now, she went around telling her friend that, I came once. And then she said no. So, meaning, I'm not serious. So, she was expecting for the first time, second time, third time.
Okay.
Before she said no,
we need to get a woman in here. Who wants to respond? Have you ever said no and then said yes? Can I get a hand? Anyone? Okay, Erasma, go ahead.
Well, at times you say no because maybe you're unsure of the person. So if the person perseveres and you get to know the person better, then maybe you are prepared for it. Then you do it. But when you say no, you mean no. That's what they should understand.
Okay, I see a gentleman back there.
So that is the Ghanaian lady telling you that her first no is not a no. I have a personal experience where I met with an ex-girlfriend, and she told me that she didn't really mean to leave me. She really was interested in me. So when I was telling her now that I have a new girlfriend, she was hurt. You see? Meaning that when she was telling me no, she didn't mean a no. She wanted me to do something extra. You know, but I'm not the type. You say no and I take it for a no. So our ladies say no when they mean yes, or maybe they mean somehow, yet they will say no.
Okay, last word, Erasma, and then I want to bring in Luke, who's joining us from South Carolina.
At that point in time, the lady will mean no. When we say no and then you persevere, then it becomes harassment. Maybe in 10 minutes' time, it may be
well,
maybe.
Erasma,
you have to understand.
Erasma, let me ask you a question. I mean, Is it a thing that if you like the guy and you're kind of into him, it's not harassment, but if you're not into him, it is?
If you are into the guy and you want to do it, it's not harassment.
All right, let's bring in Luke. He's in South Carolina. He's joining us on XM. Luke, welcome to the program. You've got a room full of people here that want to talk to you. What do you want to say?
Hi, thanks. I feel real humbled to be participating halfway across the world. But I think the question is really interesting, especially coming from Ghana. I think a question of sexual harassment and even rape can sometimes be cultural and generational in a way. I think with between the first world and the developing world, I think it's taken a long time in our countries for the idea of sexual harassment to become so salient in our minds and for us to be aware of it. And the same thing can even hold true with rape. And I think with other countries, sometimes they've had to put other social issues first. And it's going to take education and time for all generations or for all people to kind of come to the understanding of what behavior is acceptable, what isn't acceptable, what's harassment, what's not harassment, and even, you know, women to understand that the times of playing hard to get may need to be over. I believe that in my country, in the United States, I believe women play hard to get a lot less than they did, let's say, in the generation of my parents.
Which is really interesting, Luke. I want to read a message that came in from Cheryl Wong. She posted on Facebook, and she's from Asia. She said, well, in Asia, there's a culture of sexual harassment. I'm not saying Asia is different from any other place in the world. I'm only relating what I've seen and experienced for myself. When I was around 13 or 14, she says, I went to the fish market with my mother after school. As we came right home after school ended, I was still wearing my school uniform. Please note, I wore a long sleeve shirt that was buttoned up and a skirt that was below the knee. I stayed by my mother's side, and as we walked around the fish market, receiving wolf whistles and catcalls as I did so, I complained to my mother about that, and all she said to me was, men are like that. Forgive me for having faith in humanity, but men can be so much more than that.
Hello, my name is Ike Boat, and of course, this discussion is really getting interesting. And I would like to share the view of the fact that over the years, like 100 years of celebrating women, you know, many have also achieved leadership position in our society. So we were to also talk about that.
So why do you think, like, all these women that are in leadership positions, why is this still going on?
I think basically they've been able to educate themselves to an extreme so as to be able to educate people in their society.
But I mean, how can this stop? How can sexual harassment stop, do you think? What will it take?
I think we need much more of education. You know, when, for instance, in the African society, if you are not able to further education to maybe the higher level, you can't do anything. But if you educate your mind, you can also be able to educate the society that you live in. So it's based on education.
I mean, the thing that happens, I mean, for what I know as a woman and for women I have spoken to, a lot of this really happens when you're a young girl, when you're a girl that hasn't really had an education yet, that you're 13, 14, 15. I know myself, I remember being on the top of a double-decker bus when a gentleman, no, he wasn't a gentleman, actually, take that back, who sat behind me. And before I knew it, he was actually masturbating behind me. I was so shocked. I was frozen on the spot. I didn't react. I didn't say anything. I just ran off the bus and never told anybody. But now I'm telling the whole world. But hey, I mean, how can we stop young girls being affected this way?
Sexual harassment, I'm sorry, can never, never, never be eradicated so long as libido exists in both men and women.
Okay, well, let me respond to you with that. Abner got in touch in Uganda. He said to me, he wrote it on Facebook when I posted, he says, is there a single man in the studio or around the world, married or single, who has never looked at and wanted to touch a woman sexually, even if unacceptable? It's just nature. Okay, Luke, you wanted to get
that
in. Just one moment, Stefan, I'll bring you right back in. Luke, go ahead.
I don't know if that's a fair statement to make, because I was just also going to say, there. I think when you're confused about whether no means yes, and especially if it gets as far as, I think with sexual harassment, that can sometimes be a slippery slope. But as far as rape goes, I think as soon as sexual intercourse begins, a man knows right well whether that woman wants to be involved in that or not. And I think, you know, maybe thoughts are one thing, but a man knows when his advances are unwanted to a point, definitely.
So lots of people getting in touch. Let's hear from Joseph. Go ahead.
Okay. Some people have texted us on the line 0247012019. And this is Kofi Kumsin from Takoradi. He says, in fact, ladies of today are sexually harassing the men by exposing their sensitive parts. God have mercy. And also, Colin Sechen, also from Ghana, says, I think men in Africa should know that the world has changed and they need to respect women and end the harassment.
Okay, some people in the audience agreeing. A lot of hands up here. It's getting darker and darker. The fluorescent light is getting brighter and brighter. Let's start down here with the gentleman with Ben. Kobe.
Yeah, I'm Kobe. What I want to say here is we cannot deal with the effect without looking at the cause. And from the foregoing discussion, especially from Irama, yeah, one thing that is very consistent of women is their inconsistency. So in order to get to the bottom of this, then women will have to be very consistent with us. Thank you.
Okay, I have two men that want to talk. Let's go at the back.
Yes, my name is Nyakun. And the situation now is that it will be very difficult for us to eradicate or uproot this social canker. The best option for us is, one, the ladies should compose themselves. Two, they should educate themselves, know what the law is.
You are just talking about women. I mean, do you think there should be any punishment for sexual harassment? Here, for example, Avinash got in touch from Los Angeles. He says, I don't think any speech should be prosecutable. Of course, there are borders of decency that you don't cross, but speech shouldn't be in the realm of the law. If you think somebody touched somebody inappropriately, do you think they should be charged by the police?
Yeah. It will be very difficult for someone to tell the police that I have been touched in this manner, and for that matter, this person needs to be persecuted.
Let me introduce all of you in the room to Mahfouz. Mahfouz is back in Bush. Mahfouz, what have you got for us?
Hi, Nuala. One of the biggest trends that is tweeting is the proposed, or rather the organizers had been hoping that there would be a million-person march in Tahrir Square in Cairo for today's International Women's Day. But there seems to be a lot of tweets saying that there's been harassment of women in that march. Some of the tweets that have been come in, Egyptocracy, a Twitter account, has been tweeting, a man just yelled at me, women aren't allowed to be on the streets in the first place. Another tweet, men are getting closer to us, some of them are trying to get aggressive, other men are preventing them. And finally, she tweets, leaving now, it is getting ugly. I just got grabbed by someone telling me that I can't run for president. And there was finally one last tweet. Sherry, an Egyptian-American, tweeted, some men who were using the religion card to suppress women today were the same men who were grabbing them. Hypocrisy. Just to let our listeners know, you can also get back to us and give us our comments at facebook.com/worldhaveyoursay.
Thanks, Mahfouz. We have Joseph in Ghana, living in Brisbane. Welcome to the program, Joseph.
Yeah, welcome.
What do you think should change?
Yeah, the changes have to be like the way sometimes the lady too dressed. Going back to my mom and my grandmom, when they tell us the story, even right now, when I was in Ghana 3 months ago, my mom said the way the ladies are dressing was so surprised. They dress showing their breasts and everything out. Attractive, you see. So a woman, you need to, as we want to respect a woman to have to respect herself the way they would dress. Don't dress to expose yourself to the men.
Well,
Joseph,
we have some people here who would love to respond to you. Some people did get in touch along the same lines as Joseph. Brian posts of sexual harassment, why does it happen? It's because of how they dress, and usually most of them who are harassed drink a lot. Paramza in Ghana said, only those who dress indecently are sexually harassed. So I have a lady in front of me. What's your name?
And I disagree with what I've heard so far about the dressing aspect. So if it means you are looking at the indecent dressing, then you go around touching every woman you meet, because the young ladies around dressing decently anyway. What we need to do is to control yourself, because now it is a criminal act. It's not a domestic violence act. It's criminal. So you better control yourself.
In Ghana, it was recently that we have heard that harassment is keeping on going on, right? But if you go back to our distance, it was not happening in that way, right? So what I'm trying
Another gentleman wants to speak to you, Joseph, who I'm going to bring in. Go ahead.
I want to make is that
So far as a lady is not married, she definitely want to put on a dress that will portray her as a candidate for marriage. So it's definitely not, you know, the dressing. As a man, you should be able to know that this lady has good intentions or not, especially when she's approaching you. So it's just not the dress. So we should be careful about the dress. It depends on the appearance of the lady. If you see her, yes, this lady is not married.
You want to tell
this lady
that.
Is, you know.
But so please, what do you expect women to do if they're going out and they're trying to maybe attract a man, not possibly be harassed,
but
they want to attract
to
a man? Benedicta wants to hop in and say, have a word. Go ahead, Benedicta.
What I have to say is that someone said we cannot report to the police when we are touched. There's an extent to which a man can touch a lady. And there are certain parts that a man can never touch unless the person is into an intimate relationship.
Be specific, Benedicta.
So if a man touches somebody's shoulders, maybe you want to prompt the person, you touch the shoulders. I don't think there's anything wrong. But a man goes ahead to tap your buttocks or hold your breast, it is not acceptable. So in such a case, you can go ahead and report to the police.
Let me just ask the room here. I mean, do you think the law is the way to solve this? Should it be legislated? Just give me a feeling from the room whether you think that's the right thing. Oh, a big overwhelming no. Do you think it should be the individual? I read a report, South African, saying they'll take it on themselves, that they can just slap the man. Has anybody here ever slapped a man? Anybody here ever been slapped? I think I missed that at the back.
You slap, I slap you back.
Oh, if you slap, I slap you back. All right. Well, I would just want to bring in another comment that came from Ian that was posted on Facebook. He said, men are very often cited as being the main perpetrators of sexual harassment. But in my observation, in many offices and in many cases where a large part of the senior workforce or management is female, far worse cases of harassment can be seen from women than from men. What do you think?
Yeah, call me here. Yeah.
Hi.
Call me here. Yeah, I think the law alone cannot make it. The nakedness of a woman constitutes or is the source of all wickedness in the world. So they have to cover up.
So Kobe thinks cover up. That's the feeling that's coming from a lot of the room here. And I know a lot of the comments that were posted on Facebook.com. If you want to continue this conversation, please go to there and do post your thoughts. We're just thinking that perhaps it might be time for an International Men's Day. Do we need an International Men's Day? Are they going to have to reflect on themselves and apologize?
Yes.
Yes.
So we're just coming to the end of the program. It is indeed completely dark outside now. I want to thank you so much for joining us for the past hour. And also to Western Ghana, Takoradi, for tuning in, saying their thoughts, and also being part of turning on the new transmitter, the new frequency, 104.7 FM with the BBC. This is World Have Your Say. I'm Nuala McGovern. Thank you very much.